Krishna Priya story, whatever, how the how cults develop. I mean, I'm talking about it. You know, this idea of a supreme, perfect leader, guru. You know, they, in ISKCON, they kind of made Prabhupada into God almost. And then the mood in the group there developed that it's mainly about worshipping and adoring and, yes, idealizing that person, the great guru. He's perfect. He will save us all. He will drag us home back to God, you know, that kind of idea. And they introduced this, you know, all glories to Prabhupada, all glories to Prabhupada. That one kind of had to say constantly or regularly in order to, you know, show one's allegiance to the great guru and things like that. And then when he left this world, others took that position, it's a little bit below, but still. And that became the kind of the mood, the modus operandi of this movement. These persons, you know, the swamis, the gurus, the leaders, the brahmanas, they are the ones. We are nothing. Now, what happened then is that, you know, this groupthink, mental phenomena that even Freud was writing about, group psychology, kicks in then even stronger, because you have this group there of leaders, you know, like I'm taking ISKCON as an example. I still think it is like that. I think it still is like that, but correct me if I'm wrong. That they're this elite there, right? The saffron people, the people up there with the names and the titles and the positions and the, yes, look at him or her. There are a couple of hers too, but mainly hymns. Whatever they, the GBC, you know, these mysterious leading figures up there in the chambers in Mayapur, whatever they say is right, becomes right. Whatever they preach on their Vyasasans becomes reality in the eyes and ears and lives of the others sitting there listening, because that, how to say, communication structure, that kind of sharing of knowledge or information or whatever is so powerful, so strong. And but we saw it, and I think we still see it, that most of those leaders, they were just crazy hippies just a few years before, knew nothing about Vaishnava philosophy or anything like that. And so many things slipped in, ideas they picked from here and there that were wrong, that were just, you know, dysfunctional, and which proved to be so as well. Some of them that hurt others, children and women especially. But then it was so difficult to challenge them or to speak of changing anything. And that, I would say, tends to happen in religious societies for that reason there, the leadership of the that structure there. What do you say?